Back in the 13th century, the three ponds used to be owned by the local castle. First trees in the nearby park were planted in 1869 and in 1872. Later in 1927, the town community replaced the wooden boathouse with a beautiful pavilion, with cloakrooms and a terrace. In 1825, local community increased the tourist offer, with building a nearby restaurant which is still working. Year 1952 was very important milestone in a history of a park and its ponds. In that year, community successfully organized an aquarium in the park and opened a promenade, which ends at former boathouse by three ponds. Nowadays there are more than 130 species of native and foreign trees. Almost a quarter of the trees originate from the time of the first planting in 1869. On the occasion of the 100th birthday of Maribor's Olympic champion Leon Anscaron, Tokelje, in 1998 exactly 100 trees were planted in the park. The legend of the cobbler boy, who saved Maribor from the Turks. In 1532, the Turks returned and set on a calamitous march towards Maribor. The townsfolk took refuge behind their walls, believing they were safe. To their horror, they realized that they forgot to fill the moats with water. None dared to leave the safety of the walls to open the gates of the three ponds and fill the moats with water. The Turks besieged the town, climbed into the empty moats and began sapping the walls. One brave cobbler's apprentice slipped into Turkish clothes and made his way to the ponds. He opened the ponds' gates, flooding the moats with water. The Turkish soldiers, most of whom were in the moats, heard the thundering water as it filled the moats, but it was too late. Most of the soldiers drowned, and those that did not took flight after witnessing the fate of their doomed comrades. Thus it was that a brave cobbler boy saved Maribor from certain doom.